Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. You guys, here we go again with the fabulous Facebook fighting.
Mm-hmm. Go on to Facebook, find the best of these fights, pick them out, read them aloud for you, and see if they can hash it out on the air. This morning, we've got a good one between Luke and Coral.
Luke and Coral. Great name, by the way, Coral.
Yeah, so that reminds me of the things that are dying in the ocean.
That's great, Aaron. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll play Coral.
And I will play Luke.
And then looks like there's a couple other smaller lines here by Ricardo and Jolene, so I'll do those two lines.
Oh, it's a foursome. Ooh, yeah, I didn't realize it's a foursome.
That's exciting.
Okay.
All right, let's do this.
All right. Hey, so if all of you who are Facebook friends with me and Coral would do me a favor... We had a really messy breakup, and I want nothing to do with her. Okay. So from now on, whenever you guys mention my name, could you post RIP afterwards? That way she thinks something terrible happened to me.
Hey, bro, that's kind of to do that to someone. Plus, you linked your name on that post, so she can totally see that.
Yeah, I can see it, Ricardo. And Luke, I kind of do wish something bad would happen to you because of what you did to me. How about rather than trying to make yourself the victim here, you just admit what you did and let everyone hate you for a while you, like, deserve it because you're a creep.
We aren't even together when it happens, so I don't even know why you're being so stubborn about it. Jesus. And I'm not trying to manipulate you here. You said you wanted me to go away forever, and I'm just wanting you to know what it's like without me.
Really? You think a Facebook post would do that? I'll tell you what life will be like now that we're not together. Now I won't be dating a guy who also dated my mom. You are absolutely disgusting.
When I was with your mom, how was I supposed to know I was going to fall in love with her daughter? You're such a... Oh, I got such unrealistic standards, Swiggity Swooty.
So asking my boyfriend to not f*** my mother is unrealistic? What a helpful insight.
Oh, sweetie, can we get rid of this somehow? It's very embarrassing for me, Coral.
Oh, okay, Mom. I'm sorry you're embarrassed. Almost as embarrassed as I was when I found out what you did with my boyfriend.
Again, we dated before I met you. You don't see me asking you about all your exes.
That's because I never banged your parents, idiot.
What? What unrealistic standards
I mean,
have for
come
men.
On. I love that we always go to the Southern Charm, too, on Facebook fighting.
I'm not sure if charm's a good word there, but yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, it's very charming.
That's right.
All right, there you have it. That is a real Facebook fight that we came across. Now they've decided to come on air. So, Luke, my man, tell us what is going on with this breakup.
What's going on, Luke?
Well, Coral and I were together for almost a year. And then, well, you know what, there was some things in my past that never really came out. And mm-hmm. I was kind of glad when they did come out, and I thought things kind of cleared the air. And then, so I was being honest and being open with her about some stuff, and then she just couldn't get past it. And I wasn't even with her at the time. Like, it seemed, I was a little out of left field for me that she would, you know, just act the way she did. And then, so fine. So so she wanted to break up. She was just going crazy. And so then...
Yeah, I'm the crazy one. I'm the crazy one for wanting to break up with you.
Yeah. Let's be honest, Luke, you did her mother. I mean, what woman wouldn't want to be upset about that?
A little bit of shtupping.
Yeah, you guys make it sound like... so I was with her, and then I did her mother, basically.
Yeah, you did.
So, but that was before. That was before we even started dating.
That's true.
That was well before. So it's...
Yeah, you were thinking to, like, bring that up.
So I'm sorry that I have passed. I'm sorry that I was honest about it. But, and now, she just goes crazy on me. And so then I just decided...
I mean,
high five, Luke, first of all, for being able to Coral and her mother. Good job.
Wow.
That's like most men aren't able to accomplish that.
I've got a question about the process here. Did you date her mother, like go on dates with her, or did you just doink her?
We kind of went on dates. We didn't date that long. We went out a couple times to a couple bars, and then it was more a physical relationship, so we didn't go out a lot, but and then it just kind of faded away, and a lot of people have that with a lot of people. It's not a big deal, and
Just everybody does their ex's mom. Just so, everybody does. Yeah.
Coral, girl, yeah. I want to know like how you came across finding out that he actually had sex with your mother. Like, how did this all come into frame?
Oh, I brought him home to introduce to her. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's how it happened. He wouldn't mention it before. It was the most awkward, disgusting thing I've ever been a part of. It was awful.
Would you like to keep Luke in your life as a friend? We're just curious.
Are you kidding me? What?
No.
Or maybe I should have lied about it. That probably would have been the better thing. I just should have lied about it.
Just
not say anything. Not been open. Not been honest. And that would have been the better solution.
You know, if you're that pissed.
Yeah.
You know, if you're that pissed, Luke, I have an idea of something you can do. You can go back to dating her mother.
Right, just go back to
marry her mother, become her stepdad, then punish her.
Oh.
Oh, that was kind of creepy.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Ground her.
Hey,
that's right.
Well, it's not at the table at this point.
Well, you know, Luke, it sounds like you just kind of lost all hope in all directions there, buddy. Sorry.
I feel bad for Coral.
Thank you.
And her mom.
Feel bad for
Luke, you got.
Apparently, we're all going with the just should have lied to her scenario, and then then Coral would have felt better about all this.
That's right.
That's the winning solution.
You know, or you could have just not slept with her mom.
I don't think we're going to mend this situation.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Sorry, Luke.
Sorry, Luke.
Luke, there's Tinder, there's Bumble, there's also cougarsmeet.com.
That's right.
Yep. And according to, apparently there are hot MILFs in your area, according to this website.
Yes, according to this website, there are local hot MILFs in my area that want to stoop me.
That's so nice.
I would feel that you would feel the same way. And if you know what website I'm talking about, you're welcome.
Well, he does live in Stoughton, so he's not that far.
There you go.